Hey.
Since a young nigga, I've been so fly. I done had bitches from LA to Atlanta, out to Houston, all the way to South Dakota. I put them on the team, let me coach ya. Spanish women love to give me Georgia. Black women, they so aggressive, they just dig up in my pants and pull a gun about the holes die. Girl, that ass so fat, it's hard to concentrate. Any man that see that ass and pass that boy is not too straight. I just told them, bring your girlfriends over, we do shots all day. Ain't no fun.
Your homies can't have none like Snoop and Dr. Dre.
You're now tuned in to $1 million worth of game. I'm Wallow 267 right here, Gilly the Nut. You see what I'm saying? We out here, we doing it.
First of all, I'm Gilly the King.
Forget about
and
who you are.
This is Wallow 267, aka the Grandmaster.
He's a hater.
Nut ass niggas.
First of all,
he's the Grandmaster of all.
It's a big week. We're gonna see all our people this week. We can't wait to see all y'all this week at the $1 million worth of game, Philly Live. We cannot wait to see you this week. But on top of that, let's give a shout out to our sponsors. Have you had any good hair lately?
I did, actually. I let my shit grow back last week.
You was whiffing, so you had that joint just wild. That joint was nasty. Nasty Gil. Hi, I'm Gil. I'm nasty. Like, if somebody seen it, like, damn, oh, he look nasty.
But if they see you, when I see you got the 6 o'clock shadow growing.
Oh, the shadow,
right now.
Yeah. They call me Shadow.
April likes the shadow, huh?
Sometimes you do.
See, that's the problem with you niggas. You niggas do everything for your women.
Oh, calm down. Yeah. That's not the case.
That is the case.
That's not the case.
I do everything for you. You two niggas?
That's not the
I'm
case.
I'm on a show with two men who do everything based around their women. Let me tell you something.
Everything is not based around a woman.
Let me tell you something.
Everything is not based around a woman.
I wear the pants in my house.
But listen, on that note of you wearing the pants in your house, listen, if you need that glorious and luxurious hair, that Stella, everything Diva Glam, check it out. But listen, the thing is this, finish your little argument, my man.
I just don't like how you know you niggas don't hold no weight in your household.
No, you got the game, you got the game messed up. I don't know who you think you talking to.
Okay, prime example, Dev Nasty.
Come on, man.
Dev scared to death.
Dev,
come on, man.
He's wrapped in fear.
Dev right now has Ithaca draws on.
Don't put him out there. Don't do that. Don't do that. That ain't
with his woman face all over him.
So what,
Dev? You ain't really Dev. He said that, but I don't.
No, you wasn't here. I said Dev because you know he was walking past. I see
is he lying, Dev?
His shirt came
Dev.
Up. I see a little
Dev,
part
I'm not
of his
asking.
Draws.
Could you stand up?
We got draws on.
Let's do a line check. A line check.
Listen. Listen. I said you got draws.
No, he don't. No,
with
he
a
don't.
Woman face on him. He talking about, yeah, these my women's. He pulled them up.
No, he did.
Listen, man.
Give a line. Oh, let me see.
Dog, it's just, you know what I mean?
That's his woman.
Best friend?
Best friend. Best friend? Girlfriend.
He got his girl best girl. He's done. I'm done.
Dog, she's trying to make sure everything good out here. She said, she was like, yo, just in case one of these bitches try to pull your drawers off.
So she told you to put them on.
Yeah, she said she want them to see her face before they try.
So you niggas is at home in baby mode. Your woman make you put pampers on.
She's just saying that.
That's like a diaper.
She just know how the Jones sometimes be trying to do stuff to me, man.
You new name.
That's a GMD. Grown man diaper.
No, no. His new name is Double D. Diaper Dev.
Diaper Dev.
Man.
Listen, how she just got his face on it. But
I'm going to keep it all the way real. You the type of nigga has some April draws on too, nigga.
Yeah.
I would never have no 2D draws on, nigga.
Okay, now we're going to see him with the draws.
Let me tell you something. My focus is not being, my focus of making my relationship happy is not 2D being on my draws. It's 2D being on these balls.
I will say this.
It's a difference.
I will say this.
Because after 20 plus years, the only thing that matter in my household is our sexual life. And if a nigga eat or not.
I will say this. I don't think
you still niggas still running around representing your woman on your drawers. What kind of.
Don't do that to me.
You niggas, what you mean?
Listen,
like,
man,
I'm on a robbery, man.
Hey, man.
My Ithaca drawers don't have it on it.
Oh, yours is coming. You ain't get the April editions yet.
Oh, no.
You ain't get the Diva Glam editions yet.
Oh, you see that?
Yeah, I mean, well, they, get, it's cool.
Well, now, well, now that she's seen these, now you gonna have a pair too, nigga.
Right.
Stop telling Dev.
This is Let me tell you something. Tootie ain't on my drawers. Tootie is on these balls.
Yeah, but then my girl was like, basically, babe, you know what I mean? It's like I'm on your balls at all times.
You hear, basically, babe.
Basically, babe.
Basically, she, you know what she finessed him. She finessed him. Then bless him. Go ahead, wear these. Shut up. But how did she, how what was the introduction to that? Like, how did she,
you
were just in the house.
I just, and she was just like, yo, I bought you some new, you know, new drawers for you to be wearing. You know what I mean?
How many pair did she buy?
A week's worth.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. She bought that nigga a week's worth of drawers. You wear me every day, nigga.
Like yeah. It got best friend on there, too.
Right.
It's like best girlfriend, man.
Oh, my fault. Best girlfriend.
So,
damn.
So it's like all the other girlfriends that came before her can't get
Yo, you know what, Dad? Like, we really give it a lot of women ideas, man. A lot of women got Devs out there where they get to shut up. Put them on.
Come on, man.
Put them on. Shut up.
People, that's what I'm saying. This woman face on it.
I be seeing the comments. People think I'm crazy. My girl crazier than me about the relationship, my nigga.
She's not gonna remove.
Like you said, you're gonna take your girl titties out if something happened. Like, come on.
Let me just tell you the difference. How I know she runs shit and he don't.
How?
He could never give her a thong with Dev all around. Dev name stitched with all Dev around with, the thong. Part.
Dev with his picture.
Right.
Nah, I'm gonna prove that wrong, man.
She would never throw those on. But he got the goddamn. Shirts. Man, let's get into some classic albums.
Some classic albums. Listen. Classics. Now listen. First of all, we gotta stay. My classics is different. You know, I listen to all types of stuff.
Hold on.
You know, I listen to all types of stuff.
Not only let's go into classic albums, but let's go as you talking about. Some of your favorite classic albums. Let's go into the soundtrack of your life.
You talking about during the moments, the ups, the downs, the music you was listening to during your journey through life.
Right, the soundtrack of your life.
All
right,
well, I'm going to say this. When you talking about classic albums, it depends. Like, Michael Jackson, Thriller. You know, I don't just talk about hip-hop. You know me, I listen to all type of stuff.
Yeah.
Appetite for Destruction. You know, and I'm talking about all types of people, all types of people. I listen to everything. But I know you're probably talking about hip hop. You're probably talking about like Ready to Die, Reasonable Doubts, All Eyes on Me, Illmatic,
well, okay.
Purple Tape.
The number one, the first classic album.
That was really classic.
That I ever came across. N.W.A.
Straight Outta Compton. Or Niggas for Life.
Niggas for Life. I'm a nigga, he's a nigga, she's a nigga, we some niggas, wouldn't you like to be a nigga too? I was like 10, 11, changed my life.
You just kept listening to it?
Did I? I remember my cousin Rais, we was on JFK Boulevard. My cousin Rais had a Toyota with the loudest system in the country in that motherfucker. I think some Mexicans from down north put that motherfucker in, right?
No, some Puerto Ricans.
Yeah, some Puerto Ricans, yeah, from down north put that motherfucker in, right?
That was before the Mexicans was really in Philly.
We was haul-assing down JFK Boulevard. I was like 11. You know, my cousin Rais probably 7 years older than me, something like that. So he probably was like 18, maybe 6 years older than me, 17, some shit like that. Banging Niggas for Life, and he hit this white woman. Boom! I'm a motherfucking nigga with her. I let the good die young, so it makes me young and bad. Putting ass whippings on a nigga that easy. Never had. Oh, easy. He hit this white woman, man. She looked like a fucking field goal in the air. She was.
That was crazy.
That's fucking crazy.
But she was dead wrong, though. She was trying to cross JFK Boulevard in the middle. But you got to go to the light. We was banging at Niggas for Life.
Did y'all right? Stop?
Yeah, we stopped.
Of course. You're saying, I know how you.
Fuck, he trying to incriminate me. Did y'all do a hit and run?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying
that.
What
kind of shit is he
in? At the end of the day, I'm just saying, I know back then y'all.
Trying to get me caught the fuck up.
No, because I know that at that time when that was out, you and Rais used to be high off 40s.
No, so I was 11. What the fuck is you talking about?
What that mean?
Like, stupid ass.
I drunk an ICF when I was like 9. I came, but this don't count. This don't count on my record. Don't put this on my jacket. What happened was, it was hot outside. I shoot up in the crib. It was hot. I shoot up in the crib. When I go in the crib, I crack the fridge open. I'm like, damn, somebody drunk all the Kool-Aid. My uncle kept ICFs in the fridge.
Which uncle?
My uncle Tommy Weebles. I cracked that joint. I went right up on it. Listen, it was one of the, that joint saved my life that day. If I wouldn't have had that, the sink water, you know, ain't nobody got time to be growing to get no ice. The sink water, you know, that take a little minute to get real cool. So I said, I'm going to get this ICF. I got the ICF. I got a little buzz later on. I'm not sure. But my uncle was like, damn, he ain't thinking. He never thought. He never knew. Like, if you watch this, he going to know now. He never knew who cracked his ICF open.
Hey, let me say something, right? Another classic album, Snoop. I was a little
Doggy style. Listen. Chronic. Don't forget the Chronic Dre.
I was like 15, 16 when Snoop came out. Then the Chronic. But the Chronic. Yeah, the Chronic.
The Chronic came out first. What did you talking about?
No, but the Chronic wasn't. It was classic, but it wasn't like Snoop shit.
What? What are you talking about?
To me, the chronic was classic, but it wasn't like Snoop shit.
The day the niggas took over, you remember that? The day they break them off some. I got my finger on the trigger. Is you kidding? That was a classic.
I'm just
album.
Saying me how I felt.
All right, well I'm gonna say this. Forget all that, Dev. You know all the classic albums that they're going to have in hip-hop. So we're going to talk about hip-hop. Me, I listen to rock. I listen to jazz. I listen to everything.
Me too.
I listen. Oh yeah.
Well, not jazz. No, I don't fuck with that, really.
I listen to little Monk, little Train, all that stuff. But listen, I'm going to say this. I got a question for y'all. If we're going to talk about hip-hop, when you talk about Reasonable Doubt, when you talk about the Purple Tape, Only Built for Cuban Links, when you talk about It Was Written, when you talk about Scarface, when you talk about Gettable, it's so many different people. These classic albums, in this day and time, as we move forward, is there going to be any albums that's going to be able to come in there that's going to be thrown into that classic collection? Mm-hmm. Do you think the way music is processed now that somebody's going to be able to come and throw into that? Do you think that?
Huh? Oh shit! What the fuck is going on?
Do you think that?
Not for us. Then probably most likely not going to be classics. Not for us.
What about you? What do you think?
Well, I think it definitely would be classic for its time.
No, I'm talking about going to on that list. Do you feel as though the way music is being, put out now?
Well, it's going to be times has changed. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you got to look at the people that's young and vibrant and coming up right now. They don't think that those fucking albums was classics. They probably don't know shit about those
albums.
They
absolutely do not.
If they're not a hip-hop historian, then they don't know shit about them albums.
I'm not going to say all, but I done ran into some young boys that
they
do.
Because
some young boys got dads who they were sitting in the car this, and they was six, and their dad was in the front seat snapping and shit, listening to Jay-Z and listening. So they understand. But for the most part, a lot of them,
they don't know.
They don't know.
My homie, he a school teacher, and he put an extra question on the quiz. Had nothing to do with it. And it said, who's the greatest rapper of all time? Sean Carter, Jay-Z, Hov, or Jigga? And everybody in there said, we know who Jay-Z is, but we don't know who none of these other dudes is. They didn't even know that he's Sean Carter, he's Jigga. They don't listen to him.
All right, well, I'm going to say this. I believe that there are going to be artists that's going to come out and get added to that list.
Like, I think Drake will get added to that list.
Okay.
And me personally.
Drake.
Oh, yeah. Good Kid, Mad City is on that list.
Me personally.
I was talking about Kendrick. I was talking about a lot of people.
Me personally, I don't listen to Drake. If I'm outside of a club, I don't listen to Drake. I'm just keeping it real. That's not saying that he's not hot. Not saying he ain't one of the hottest people of his time.
Why don't
he
you listen to Drake?
Because me and Drake don't say shit that I really like. Just because you hot don't mean I gotta like
him. I ain't saying
you
gotta listen to him, but I'm trying to figure out how you don't listen
Drake
to Drake.
Drake too sensitive. I like Drake.
Right. You got your girl.
I said I like Drake. I listen to Drake.
I'm pretty sure you like Drake too, because you a sensitive nigga. See, me, I don't like shit that I wouldn't say.
He wanna hear pimp stuff.
Right. Drake said, fuck that nigga that you love so bad.
Yeah, fuck
I would
him.
Never tell a bitch that ever in life, nigga. I'm a motherfucking player, nigga. I never tell a bitch, fuck that nigga that you love so bad. Not fuck that nigga that treats you so bad. Fuck that nigga that you love so bad.
That's some hating shit.
Hold on. I know you think about the times we've had. No, she don't, nigga. You just said she love that nigga.
But hold on.
Would she be thinking about you if you just acknowledged she love that nigga? And then he said, I'm just saying you could do better. Any woman could do better. You think April can't do better than your raggedy ass? You think his woman can't have another nigga with the face on, the drawers on him? You think she can't do better than Dev Raggedy Ass? Do you think B-Rock woman can't do better than B-Rock Raggedy Ass?
Let me tell you something.
I don't think Tootie could do better than me. But you raggedy motherfuckers. But you raggedy motherfuckers. Your woman could definitely do better.
Let me just say this to you.
I'm just saying you could do better. Hold on, wait. I'm only gonna hate only if you make me. How the fuck can a nigga make you hate? Can't no nigga make me hate.
Never. But listen.
Okay, hold on. Let me say another one. He said something about he messing with a woman. He don't want to see her son. I don't want to see that nigga. That nigga look crazy. If I'm baking your biscuits, I don't give a fuck what your son look like. When I get done slaying you and spraying you and slapping his dick off your face, little nigga, go get me something to drink, man. I don't care what your son look like. I'm in here slaying your mama. You think I care? And you live with your mama. So that means you not even independent yet. You think I care that you hear me in there slaying your mama? You think
I don't even know that bar.
I'm going to say this. I'm not saying what I'm saying as you think I'm saying, but if you think I'm saying what I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. Ain't a nigga on the planet fucking with me. And I'm going to say this. She would never be able to get with a cat like me. Listen, let me tell you something. They don't even manufacture my breed no more. But I'm going to say this. I will say this. This nut had the nerve to tell his son one day. His son said something. Yeah, Dad, ain't nobody paying you no attention. This and the third. He was like, I'm a hell of a guy. His son said, why would you be a hell of a guy? I'm baking your mom. I said, this dude's a nut.
Right.
He told us.
Like, no, because I got into an argument with my three sons.
He's a nut.
And I just had to break shit down to perspective. I said, like, honestly, what could any of y'all say to me? I fucked your mothers. What could you say to me?
This
you
dude's crazy.
If a person fucked your mom, like, it's like, what could you honestly say to your pop? Like, like, if you don't go sit your raggedy ass down, I just got done baking your mother. Like, I baked all three of y'all moms.
That's
like,
legend.
At one
so
time,
you're saying that's
all
shit.
Three of y'all moms was laying on the bed, looking back, taking this dick to the goddamn, to the vagina, and screaming for black Jesus. All right? So it's nothing, neither none of you three niggas could say to me, man.
How you know she wasn't screaming for white Jesus? You know this picture.
It don't even matter. What I'm saying is, what I'm saying is,
you know, sometimes people get.
What I'm saying is, they at the end of the day, I baked all three of y'all moms, and they was in there grabbing the sheets, trying to rip through the goddamn bed.
All right, I'm gonna say this. So at the end of the day,
it's nothing y'all could tell me. And when you about to have a child soon,
I'm gonna say this though, and that's another story.
You the type of nigga. Your son gonna do you like Cosmic Kev's son did him?
Never.
Yes.
Don't put him out there.
That's my brother, but fuck him. I'm putting him out there. Cosmic Kev told his son. His son was 19, right? Cosmic Kev told his son.
This shit crazy.
He came in the house. He said, "Yo, it's still dishes in the sink. Didn't I tell you to wash them dishes earlier when I left? All you know, the son told him that my dick bigger than yours." On everything I love, my nephew Man told Cosmic Kev,
I ain't got to do
my
this.
Dick bigger than yours. Damn, I got
gotta,
the biggest dick in the house. You wash the fucking dishes.
I ain't got nothing to do
Yo,
with this.
Kev was mad as
hey, Kev,
shit.
I ain't got
Kev
shit to do
low
with
key
it.
Kicked Man to fuck out. Man out on his own now. Got his own apartment.
I ain't got nothing to do with this
shit. Shout out to my
Kev.
Nephew Man.
But Kev, why you gonna do that? I ain't got nothing to do with this shit.
Yo, Kev always telling on people, yo.
Hey, listen, I just keep it real. I come from a place where we live our truth.
Yo, why?
He told Kev, I got the biggest dick. The challenge, Kev, like show me. Like, whip it out.
He wanted to have a dick off?
Dog, he wanted to have a dick off with his pop.
Wow. Out of a duty.
Wow.
Did
wow.
He? And I only can say you can't say that's like.
It's not on duty because they family. So it's like.
Right. What you mean they family?
They just having a dick off. They just having a dick off.
New.
Well, back in the day, I'm going to keep it all the way real. Back in the day, Wallo had to try to have a dick off of me.
Yo, he lied. That is real gay right now.
And you did something that was really gay back in the day.
Let me tell you something. I'm ready to hear this.
I'm 17, Wallo 14.
You talking about the strip?
Listen, no, hold on, listen. We partying a chick, right?
Mm-hmm.
We in nanny basement.
Nanny, I never done that. He's lying. I don't know what he's talking about.
Nanny,
I never
he's lying. Nanny, you was at work. We was in there. We had her in a butt neck for Nelson. Nanny is not your grown. Nanny is not going to whoop your ass now.
It ain't about that. Like, if that was the case, I don't know what you're talking about.
Nanny is not going to whoop your ass now.
I don't know what you're talking about. You lying.
So we in there. So, you know, Wild a little young. So, you know, he a little nervous. You know what I'm saying? I get the bitch
Don't believe
naked.
This shit, Dev. Don't believe it.
I start cranking the bitch engine. You hear me? I pop the bitch like a motorbike. You
He's
hear
lying.
Me?
He's lying on me.
He looking over at me. He talking about, damn, because I ain't know you had it in you like this.
Yeah, he lying.
I said, hold. Cuz, you ain't looking at my pieces.
He lying.
Like, no, cuz.
This man is lying, man.
This is when I introduced him to the rules. I said, hold on. I stopped fucking the bitch. And I said, listen, nigga.
He's lying. I never, listen.
I said, look at me in my eyes, nigga.
He lying. He lied over me.
I said, listen, we don't never do no bird watching, nigga.
Yo, he's lying like a little rug right
now. I said, you never look down for nothing. We stay at eye contact, even when we talking. When I ask you how she eating that dick up, cuz, you tell me, oh, cuz, she doing a good job. You never look down, nigga.
I told him,
I said, listen.
He's lying.
If I catch you bird watching.
He's lying.
I said, I'm going to have to kick you out of Nanny basement.
He's lying.
You hear me? You ain't going to get nothing. Because he look over, he said, damn, cuz. He was happy, too. Damn, because.
Look, the same smile he got on his face right now. It was the same.
Yo, this boy's a habitual liar, man.
He said, damn, cuz, I ain't know you was working with it like that.
That nigga lying.
Damn, you over there.
He keep adding all this shit.
He said, you over there killing her, cuz. Yo. But I'm like, does this nigga eye in my piece?
He's lying.
Like, is he eyeing the, because you know, some motherfuckers run around with the 4-pounder. I was giving the bitch the whore pounder. You hear me?
He's lying.
So I'm giving her the whore pounder.
This boy's lying.
So how I go, cuz?
You lying, man.
So you was just on the side watching, listen, or you was getting tired?
He was 14.
First of all, he's lying.
He had never been introduced to this life ever before.
First of all, he was probably looking at you like, maybe that's going to be me in a couple years. He looking at the genetics.
I told him I was going to sub him in. It was like, you know, we was the Road Warriors. You remember the old wrestling group?
Yeah, you was going to tag him.
I'm tagging him. You feel me? But he ain't really know how to slay him and spray him at 14.
At this time,
so he had to sit back and admire his older cousin.
And all these stories he lied about is all because he really envied me when we was dancing, because I was TTD. He envied me. Like, he envied me that everybody, when I used to hit the floor, coming to the stage. It was a rap.
That's why he was for the record.
The women used to go
just
crazy.
Just for the record, when we were stripping, I had a tube sock. He had an ankle sock.
He's a liar.
This is the problem I got
I'm
with y'all.
He was wearing footies way before.
Y'all was stripping. Number one, not only was y'all strippers, but y'all was underage strippers. So whoever, it might be charges pressed.
No. I was of age.
Well, it could be charges pressed against this
and
woman.
I was 18, but this dick was 26.
You're lying. I think you're lying.
But y'all talk about me throwing my piece up is a problem.
No,
that's the difference.
See, you threw your piece up for the world.
You did.
We pulled our pieces out. Listen, we pulled our pieces out for 200-300 women.
Was in the club.
Mainly fat bitches.
You just snapped out.
You said what, man?
Mainly fat bitches.
growing up, listen. I ain't going front, man. I'm telling you right now, man. When we was in the club life, it was a whole different time.
Having dick offs.
No, come on.
No, we weren't having no dick offs.
Come on, Dev.
Fuck is wrong
Dev,
with
Dev
you.
Dev is off the hook, but I would say this. It was a lot of paper.
Let me tell you something, Dev. It's nothing like when you throw that dick in the tube sock and sit it on a bitch's shoulder. Just.
I got a question for Gil. I got a question for Gil because he always got the cool pimp answer, the ice cold answer.
I'm gonna tell you what
how you feel about this. You was stripping. Y'all was in the strip game. How you feel about two and her girlfriends going out to the club,
so what?
And the nigga dropping the dick in the tube sock on her shoulder? She carrying it on the shoulder, on the top of her forehead, and all that.
Let me tell you something. If two want to go to the strip club and let a nigga put his sweaty nuts and dick on her shoulder, and she could do it. Long as he don't put that dick in her mouth or her vagina, I don't give a fuck. He slapped. Get her warmed up. Get that guy. Tootie about to be 40. Get that motherfucker 1979 Chevy warmed up for me.
So they can't smack her across the face with the dick?
Slap her with it.
this dude off the hook.
If that's going to get Tootie warmed up for me, so when I get home, I reap all the benefits. Get that 1979 Chevy warmed up. All right, one thing about me. Okay, hold on. His woman wants it. Me and April and Wallow just had a conversation the other day. April went to the strip club without him, left him. Guess what she said? I said, why you ain't take him? She said, I didn't think he wanted to be a part of the strip club life. Wait, so he's a grown man and he wouldn't want to throw ones and slap asses?
No, what happened
is that's just something to make you go.
No, this is what happened. This is what happened. And he can vouch for this. I said, Gil, she's lying. He was on the phone.
Everybody's lying. I said, no.
Not everybody's lying. She said, no, because he's not going to be able to handle it. He's going to pull that monster out. She said, I was going to pull my piece out of there. She's like, because he's too crazy. He's going to pull his piece out. Didn't she say that, though?
She did say that.
She said, he'll pull his piece out, and I don't need them seeing that piece. Not that monster.
She ain't say all that.
What?
She just said, this nigga will pull his piece out that joint.
That's what she said. He don't know how to act. He's going to get out of control. But before, we don't want to get off topic of this. Take it back to the classic. Y'all said it's never going to be nobody that's going to be added to that. That's what y'all two said.
I didn't say that.
But you did too say that.
No, because honestly, I think, like I said, I think Drake probably will get added to it. I think J. Cole will get added to it. I think Kendrick Lamar will get added to it. Even for this day and time right now, I truly believe that Lil Durk has a classic album right now.
That number three, that third joint. Signed to the Streets.
Signed to the Streets,
yeah,
3.
Yeah, that joint is crazy.
I know a nigga to do whatever for some Valentinos. Best to be neighborhood hero. It's going to be okay.
Just time will tell, but that, it could be a personal favorite because I fuck with that joint heavy.
But do it got to be, but, do, hold up. Do it got to be a classic album or do it got to be your time in the game where you so influential in the game, you immediately going in there?
No, but see, for me.
Because we got the Hall of Fame. And I ain't saying it like it's old, the rapper. We got people that is always going to be mentioned for the era and how they dictated decades or just a moment in time in history where they own that and they just took over.
Yeah, like 50 Cent, Get Rich or Die Trying.
Listen, right.
That's
a classic album.
Yeah, absolutely.
For instance, like you got Meek Mills. He just owned his own time.
Is Meek Mills' album a classic album?
What, Champions? Which one?
Any of them.
Dreams and Nightmare? Champion? There's plenty of them. I think this classic.
That's hard for me. I know that intro is the most classic intro of all time. Absolutely. Hands down.
And listen, but when you listen to songs, the thing I like about him, you seen his growth. You seen extreme growth. Because one time I had to really figure it out. I said, yo, man. I called him. I said, yo. I said, do you write your shit? He said, no, ask Gil. I go right now. Gil been in the studio with me. So I was a little shocked because I seen, like for me listening to his music in jail, and listening to it, it just seen a growth, where he put his spot in time.
So let's name 15 people who got classic albums.
What you mean? What you talking about, back then or now?
All together. Jay-Z.
Absolutely. DMX.
DMX.
NWA.
NWA.
Dr. Dre, Snoop.
Snoop.
How you not gonna say the chronic?
Dr. Dre already in there with NWA.
It don't matter.
It don't matter. We talking about you say classic albums.
You gotta say the chronic, man.
The chronic.
Snicker, man.
No, you know why? Because he smoked Reggie.
Ooh, all wow. Eyes on Me.
We already know
Tupac.
Tupac. We already got.
I mean,
it's
I
more
it.
Than All Eyes on Me. He got multiple, but that's cool. Kendrick Lamar.
I'm saying it gotta be Good Kid,
it gotta
Massive.
Be
Kendrick Lamar.
So we named 50.
No, he didn't even say Nas yet.
Oh yeah, I think
Nas first album.
No, I think the second album better than the first album. It was written, bro. It is.
What about Ghetto Boys? They definitely in there.
Ghetto Boys.
I wasn't too up on that, so I can't.
Yeah, Ghetto Boys. Is
any
in
of them
there.
Joints? Resurrection. We can't stop any of that. Listen, they up in there. What about as nasty as they want to be, Two Live Crew.
No.
What?
No.
Listen, Seven Player List of Cadillac Music, Outkast.
Yes.
All
Day.
No, Aquemini. Yes.
Yeah, they got, but still, they in
there. Memph Bleek.
Wait.
Oh, come on, man. He's not going to say Memphis because Memphis, 2D wanted Memphis.
No. T.I.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
T.I.
T.I.'s
what you know about that? What you know about that?
Oh, no. Jeezy got him all day.
Jeezy first album. So that's 12 niggas so far, or 11 niggas so far.
The recession.
Hold up. Kanye, he's in there.
Absolutely.
Kanye graduation.
Kanye's in there.
Would y'all put Drake in there? Y'all would have to put Drake in. I don't listen to Drake.
Yeah, we put Drake in there.
I do.
Oh, we're missing
what album?
The second one, the one, Take Care?
Game, documentary.
What?
The Game documentary. The second one is crazy. The Game the documentary. The Doctor's Advocate.
The
is
documentary
crazy.
Was the shit. When he had a bunch of bands.
Game. I'm gonna keep it real. Game albums is fantastic bodies of work, bro.
The Game did his first album was a classic.
Yeah, you can't. You know what I mean? You just looking at
that's 14,
huh?
That's 14.
That's 12.
That's, we are with Biggie. Biggie just
Oh,
why is we mentioning Biggie and Tupac? And like, they just automatically going. Hold up, but see, it's albums. Whereas though, I'm more like, is you got people like KRS-One. You got people like it's deeper. Tribe Called Quest, Low End Theory, or you could use Midnight Marauders. It's like it Ultra.
See them I'm more of a. I'm keep it all the way real. Them niggas was legends.
Don't you dare say. Listen, don't you do that. Watch it. Watch your next words.
Don't.
Watch your placement of your next words. We talking about Tribe Called Quest.
I don't speak my truth. That's what
you're
saying?
No. You can speak it, but hold. Watch
them
your
niggas
placement.
Wasn't into what I was into. That's all I'm saying.
But no. We're not talking about
niggas.
We're not talking about. We talking about classic albums, bro. What is he talking about?
How you feel about Mob Deep, the Infamous? Mob Deep,
that's a classic, but hold up. We talking about Tribe Called Quest, dog.
Yeah, but Mob Deep, the Infamous.
Hold up. Look. You talking about Tribe Called Quest.
You talking about Benita Applebaum.
Yeah, no.
I wasn't listening to that shit.
It ain't a part about what you was listening to.
That's what I'm telling you.
We're talking about
I wasn't riding around listening to that shit.
Listen.
So that shit could have been a classic in your fucking eyes.
No, hold on.
But in my fucking eyes,
it's not about,
I was riding around listening to
it. It's not about that. Wait, so rap, the classics is only like knucklehead shit, only street shit?
No. See, that fucked the game up. This will mess the game up even now. You know what happened? A dude that has some like a cat today, I talked to plenty of dudes. I'd be like, damn, you listen. Oh, no, I don't listen to that. I only listen to trap music. I only listen to street music. Back in the day, what I love, we can listen to everything. Now, it's like, you might be a street dude, and you got nuts like him that's just...
Okay.
Shut up. I got this.
Let me ask you
No.
How can I speak on something I didn't listen to?
It ain't a boss you listen to. We talk about Q-Tip. We talk about Fife Dawg. Saeed Muhammad.
Rest
in
peace.
Crazy?
Rest in peace to them niggas.
It's your fucking crazy.
Okay, hold on.
That was a soundtrack that I bring.
Okay, hold on. Let's just be for real. When me and you start rapping, I was a fucking stick-up boy. You was a fucking rapper.
I don't give a fuck.
I wasn't no fucking rapper.
I was
a fucking robber. You the one that talked me into going to the studio. Yo, cuz, your vernacular is spectacular.
Come to the studio with me.
I'm like, nigga, I'm trying to run up in this CVS. The fuck is you talking about?
Damn, all gear was.
You grew up a fucking rapper.
I'm going to tell you what he was.
I was a fucking basketball player and a fucking robber.
I'm
going to
tell you what he was.
So if I didn't listen to them niggas,
fuck out of here. This is what he was. Was a nut ass nigga that got a gun and got tough. I got a gun. Ooh, I'm tough. Ooh, I'm bad. Ooh, I'm stick up guy. Movies. Oh, get down, freeze. But don't lose your life. This money is assured. That's what he was. How dare you fucking talk about Tribe Called Quest like that?
First of all, I didn't
you
talk
get
about
a thousand lashes. Don't you never disrespect
him.
If Steve was here, Steve would fucking curse you out.
First
rest in peace
of
my brother. Don't you never disrespect Tribe Called Quest.
Rest in peace of Cousin Steve.
But how you? I'm not talking. I'm talking about if somebody in the Hall of Fame, you ain't got to like them. Oh, they're, I don't like them. They shouldn't be in the. They're already in the Hall of Fame.
Wait, hold on. Did I say them niggas wasn't in the Hall of Fame?
But how dare you disrespect Tribe Called Quest?
I said I didn't listen to them niggas. That wasn't my genre of music. First of all, I didn't.
Check it out. You got me mesmerized.
I didn't grow up.
You kidding me?
I didn't grow up a rapper. He grew up a rapper.
No,
he
grew up
idolizing them niggas.
No, I grew up.
When this nigga first
let me
got Mace and Jada kissing them niggas tape, you would have thought this nigga found a fucking 100 pounds
man,
of gold.
Listen,
that nigga came to my house like, oh, you gotta listen to this
shit. You gotta listen to this shit.
It's the greatest shit ever.
I was the first person in Philly with that. Listen, when they came out, with Jada kissing them, bad boy, what you going to do? When they came out, I was going crazy, but I was educating. But I will say this. I'm going to leave this part alone. I'm going to leave this shit alone. Because I'm going to really put my hands on him. I'm going to choke him right out. You ready to get
you
the claw.
Get knocked the fuck
you ready
out.
To go to sleep.
You
I'm telling
ready,
you.
You ready,
you
ready get
to
get the left
fuck.
Hook.
Don't you never say nothing about my motherfucking Tribe Called Quest.
I activated my feet.
You activated
bitch.
Your fucking
yes,
feet.
I did.
Don't do that shit again.
I activated my
you do that shit
feet.
One more time, you done.
Fuck is wrong
you
with you.
You activate your feet one more time.
Because I don't agree
because
with you.
Because my shit is licensed. I will activate my shit is licensed.
Your shit ain't licensed.
My fucking legs is licensed.
I mean,
in my
I got
hands.
The mats out there. Y'all
no.
can prove y'all point.
Yeah, we're going
to cool.
find
right
this out.
This.
We're going to see if you're
right
really tough.
This.
But I will say this. I will say this. I will say this. I'm going to leave this shit alone because I'm going to put my hands on it. But I will say this. I will say this. he said something important. He said, when I got Lox and Jadakiss and Mace and all, I'm in the Mace, I'm in Lox and Mace and them, that mixtape. Now listen, what we need to talk about was important, and I think people don't even pay attention to, the death of the mixtape. What the mixtape did, and it's necessary for the mixtape to come back. DJs, all you DJs out there, or anybody with any type of pull, you don't have to be a DJ. That's why, shout out to DJ Mustard, DJ Khaled for these albums they put out. Because that first of all, that's all I've been listening to was the DJ Mustard joint. That joint is just crazy. But what I'm saying is this. What a DJ did was, they had a reach that the average person, and they would get people that you never heard of. Some of the people, the first time we heard about them, they was on a mixtape. And what it did is it gained them traction. But now you don't have a mixtape, so you got 1,000 dudes out there that's just doing it, and they don't have the research or the connection that the DJ would have. For instance, I see a lot of dudes that's hot on Instagram, and I be sitting here saying to myself, like, damn, if this dude was on a mixtape, you know, if they had the mixtape, because now they're trying to say, people trying to say they put their own mixtapes out with it instead of calling the album, but that's not the mixtape. I'm talking about the original mixtape.
Right.
If they had them, do you know how many more people were getting that shot? And to be able to get grabbed by this dude, he'd be on this volume. The next thing you know, he on this volume. By the third, fourth volume, he got a deal, and people was really feeling him like, damn, they got to know that person. But now it's like, damn, all the DJs and everybody with the real whist name, you only putting the mixtape out, even like Khaled the Mustard, because they super big, but they're not going to be able to grab.
But at the end of the day, they're not putting out niggas that's already on.
No, that shit don't count. Listen to what I'm just saying. I said they putting the people out that's over here. But I'm saying we need them DJs that's in the cities, rather, whatever they is. You know, I'm not going to say this. I'm going to say this. I called somebody from prison. We're not going to say nobody's name. I called somebody from prison years ago.
Cosmic Kev.
This dude, you a snitch, man. I'm not saying that. I told a dude from prison. I'm in prison. I had it written down on the paper. I said, this is what you need to do. I said, you got a lot of connects. People mess with you. You got resources. I said, you need to do a mixtape collection. He said, what you mean? I said, there's two type of mixtapes you need to do. You need to do the approval, and you need to do pre-approved.
Cosmic
the approval, I'm not saying no names. The approval will be for artists that's established. You know how, what's his name that was a great thing? Gangsta Grills. Like DJ Drama, shout out to him. You know how he had that? But the approval will be the Gangsta Grill. And the pre-approved will be for that dude that's coming.
Man, this is a real good idea that you share for free.
No, it don't matter. The next dude, like for real, I love Music Game. I love the business of it. I understand it. I have the. That's later on story. But what I'm saying is, say if you got a dude that's established, Meek Mills. That's the approval. When he want to do a mixtape, he want to just heat the streets up real quick. He'll do approval. And the dude that's coming up, that little dude that's hot, you take him and take another dude that's hot. You put them on pre-approved because they next. We just pre-approving them right now. And then they could go. Because like me, I'd really be looking on, I'd be on my Instagram and I would go through a dude page and I'd be like, damn, I'm not saying I wish I wasn't doing what I was doing now, but it's like, I wish I had time to give to some of these dudes and take them to the next level. I'm talking about because there's nobody that's really showing them the whole game from not just the social media.
So basically what you're breaking this shit down to is the fucking DJs got lazy.
Yeah. They got lazy. But please,
because
y'all bring the mixtape backs in these different cities so we can hear these different artists so y'all can go find the hottest dudes or the dude. Because it ain't always got
to
be.
But I go back to what I was saying. DJs don't chase records no more.
It ain't just that.
They don't chase records no fucking more.
You know, you know I got DJ under my belt when I did that party of the tapes. I locked that in. You know how you lock certain things in life, like goes, like I met Bruce Lee.
Ain't no fucking but
like,
DJ.
Like, you gonna tell me when I DJed that party, I ain't make me a DJ. You only need one party under your belt to be a DJ, you nut.
What are you talking about, man? Let's go on $1 million worth of game,
he's
man.
A nut.
Nigga dip DJ the fucking kids party. Now you a fucking DJ.
That was back in the day. Like I was young. That was like major. Like, damn,
a nigga was switching out tapes.
Come on, man.
But Dev.
How you switching out tape cassettes? How about you a DJ?
Officially, Dev. Not no bias. If you DJ the party, can you go under the DJ tag? Can I get that on my deck? Can I get that on my name? Can I put DJ next to my name?
I mean, if you being technical.
Yeah, you DJ nut ass nigga. Good one.
He was like a party DJ tape Nan. DJ in jail.
You DJ
was the party
Nan.
Tape.
You no, DJ no, Nan. No, 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 DJ nut ass nigga.
He's a hater. He's mad because I got DJ under my jacket. He's mad because I got DJ under my jacket. He's pissed off.
Let's go in $1 million worth of game. He said, OG, I got a question. Me and my girl broke up a while back. We ain't stayed broke up for nothing but about 3 months. And a nigga knocked her ass up. Now she back with the kid that ain't mine and want me back. Am I a sucker if I take her ass back? Laugh out loud. If you post this, don't post my picture. My girl follow you.
I love it.
I wasn't supposed to read that.
Can I say something to him?
Go ahead.
Now, I'm going to give you $1 million worth of game, my man, whatever your name is. What's his name, Mark? 2374? No, I'm lying. That's not his name. But I'm going to say this. Dog, you already back with her already, obviously. You're messing with her. It's not about Gil idea. It's not about mine. It's about how do you feel? Like, what do you feel about it?
But he wants my perspective on it.
But I understand your perspective, but he's a fucking nut. It don't matter. My whole thing is...
No, he's a
fucking nut. Listen. It ain't about... Don't disrespect that dude.
He's a fucking nut.
Don't disrespect him.
He asked me, am I a sucker if I take her ass back?
Yes. Now, listen. I'm going to just say this.
You are.
His opinion... This dude smoked Reggie. But I will say this. I'm not letting that Tribe Called Quest shit go. You're going to pay blood for that.
Answer the question.
Your blood is going to meet the concrete. But listen, what I'm going to say is this. No, because you don't do no shit like that. I'm going to say this. This is what I'm going to say. Dog, don't fight the feeling. Don't be selfish with your emotions. You run away fighting the feeling. Whatever you feel, do it. I'm saying, because Yowie's already doing it.
What did they break up for?
That does matter.
He said, OG, me and my girl broke up a while back.
Yeah.
We ain't stay broke for nothing but about that's, 3 months.
But the point is, if they broke up because he did some dumb shit,
it don't even matter.
But she moved on with her life and then had to work out.
Gil going straight. She got blazed and glazed.
No. Okay, hold on. If you break up with your woman and y'all apart, she go deal with another nigga. He get sexually active. Y'all decide to get back together. Cool. We not gonna break up. 90 days go by.
And you popped up.
Hold on. 90 days go by.
Somebody splashed.
A nigga already done shot your fucking club up. Now you wanna come back to me 90 days later? Hold on. 90. Do you realize that's January, February, and March? Right? 90 days later, you wanna come back to me with a baby from another nigga who apparently. You was just a pop and drop.
So hold on, hold on. I didn't see that he said that she came back pregnant. I thought she already got the baby. So this is like a year.
We ain't been apart but nothing but 3 months, and a nigga knocked her ass up. So that mean
he's saying he have to be with her while she pregnant.
Right. So hold on. And if he knocked you up in 3 months, that mean he was fucking you raw first couple weeks he met you.
I mean.
So that means you ain't got no respect for your body because you out here just getting dicked down by niggas you don't even know raw. So now not only do you bring a baby on me, you went and got pregnant by a nigga in 90 days who don't give a fuck about you. That's number one.
So, you might have been a nigga that was there before him before
hold
that.
Hold on. So that's bad judgment, number one.
Ricky Blazer.
Mm. Number two, you out here fucking niggas the first couple weeks you meet them raw. So... you are considered a DB.
How you know she ain't waiting a month
you
and a half?
You considered the LDB.
How you know she ain't waiting a month and a half?
Well, she didn't know him from growing up. She might grow up with him.
Well, let me just tell you something.
Because women always got a nigga in the freezer.
Okay, cool. So just because you grew up with a nigga, he fuck you raw. It's y'all some dirty dick niggas. Let's come on out the closet. Because when I first met two, I could not get no raw pussy. I didn't even want no raw pussy. I had to put a condom on for like 2 years.
Dang.
Like, 2 years. Well, you was messing, you was tricking smokers and stuff back, and you was barebacking them down the way. You know
what I mean? So at the end of the day, y'all met y'all women and just went right in raw? Little dirty dick niggas?
No, ain't nobody saying that.
Huh?
We talking about dudes.
Little dirty dicks?
Ain't nobody saying that.
Is y'all the little dirty dicks? Y'all got a group, you and Dev, little dirty dicks?
Double D's.
They got a group called Herbies.
Yo.
They got a group called the Chlamydias.
The Clappers.
The Clappers.
I mean, the Philadelphia Crabs.
The Little Dirty Dicks.
The Philadelphia Crabs.
You heard the new single? B-Rock, you heard the new single? From Little Dirty Dicks?
The Scratch. Scratchers.
Call Hookers and No Trojans. And first single, Hookers and No Trojans. Little Dirty Dicks. So listen, in my eyes, you would absolutely be a sucker if you took her back. Because you can't, because, all right, you went out, we broke up, you went out, you had a little relationship, it ain't work out, you come back to daddy, all right, cool, we might work out. You can't come back to me 3 months later with another nigga's kid. Like, and then expect me to be there with you, going to get your ice cream and pickles and all this shit that don't even go together while you pregnant. And this nigga out, he at the club. Ooh. This nigga out like this nigga all in the club. I'm home rubbing your fucking belly. They got another nigga's kid in there. Oh, we got 2 more months left. And then another nigga's kid is gonna stick his head out this pussy, and I'm gonna be at the hospital. He gonna come out, Saint Mines. You don't look like daddy. No, fuck no. Don't put up with that shit. There's too many women out here for you to go through that shit. Nigga, stick you there for when he stick his head out the pussy, but the whole time you know he ain't yours.
That's crazy.
Little Mexican nigga come out. You black. Little Mexican nigga stick his head off. What's up, homes?
That's crazy.
What's going on, Azin?
Hey, homes.
You don't look like my father, homes.
Where's my sister, Maria?
Let me ask you a question. All right. The fact that we speaking on cheating, are women stronger than men when it come down to cheating? And why are women able to accept cheating better? If they are. See, me, I think women are better at accepting cheating.
They definitely
cheating
are.
But they're legends.
Because niggas lose their mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. They. He plays you. Dev said, if he catch you blazing his woman, you gots to die. Like, you got to be exterminated.
Yo, first off, you threw him out the window.
No, I said they got to jump. I didn't touch nobody.
So you force him to commit suicide?
No, he said.
So you on parole to 2048, you forcing niggas to jump out the window?
Exactly.
No. What he said is, that's like Stella. What he said was, he exterminate people. You're getting exterminated if he catch you blazing his
way. I said I'm jumping right on and fighting. You said they're going out the window. What's worse?
Let me ask you a question.
Who's stronger? Men or women?
But before we get
into that. Women, when it come to that, man. I think if women aren't. Women don't have the same kind of pride that men have naturally in it. Something with the pride, the ego. Women,
it's just the thought of a nigga over top.
Yeah,
hovering over your bitch.
That's
sweat.
It. Like, that's is different.
Nigga drop sweat all in your bitch eyes.
Yeah, because you think about everything that you do with her. And then you imagine, he's seeing them faces. He doing all
this. Let me just tell you something. Let me just tell you something. Let me just tell you something.
That's what Ricky did.
Let me just tell you something.
Ricky Blazer.
And see, for me, I'm my own worst enemy. Because I think that every nigga talks like me. the shit I tell Toot, oh my God, this is some unbelievable shit. Like, I'm a nigga, I'm one of them niggas in the bedroom, I'm good for my own ego. Like, you know them type of niggas? They boost their own ego up. Oh, the dick in the back of the oven, ain't it? It might not even be in the back of the pussy.
That joint ain't just touching the rim.
You know what I mean? It might not be in the back of the oven. But I'm good for my own ego.
You a narrator.
He's the worst.
Oh, I'm a narrator.
Yeah, he's a narrator. That's all.
And I like to give out instructions. All right, hold your tongue out. Slap the dick off your tongue. Oh, shit, like that shit right there. That shit get me horny.
It's just narration.
That shit just helps me. You know what I mean?
I get it.
Let me pistol whip you. Let me pistol whip you. Slap the dick all on the side of the face. Hold your tongue out while I pistol whip you. Like, y'all don't say that type of shit during sex? Like,
nah, I'm not really a narrator, man.
You not? So nah. You one of them quiet niggas?
I'm not a narrator. They do the, you know what I mean? I let them do the vocals.
Let me give you some game. When you narrate, it brings the best out of
it. Listen, man. You can't tell me.
The narration game is
that. I grew up in the sheets. I'm a sheet nigga. You know what I'm saying? Y'all were street niggas. I'm a sheet nigga.
Wait, hold on. Fuck you mean, nigga?
I'm a sheet nigga.
Nigga, I could catch Wilt Chamberlain if I didn't slow the fuck down. Fuck is you talking?
Well, you got slowed down. You feel what I'm saying?
No. You's a sheet nigga. I'm a freak nigga. It's a difference.
Listen, I remember... Listen, man, at the end of the day, the narrating turned the game up. Ain't nothing like when you're putting your thing down.
Right. So you never told your woman get the balls?
I mean, yeah, but it's not like you. Like, you seem like you really.
So, how, wait, wait, wait. Okay,
real,
okay.
Like you're
okay,
a real
okay.
narrator.
So, hey, so you mean to tell me you was like this? Get the ball.
No.
Grab. Or you grab.
Can you grab the kahunas?
Oh, my God. You grab my coconuts.
Excuse me. Could you throw the kahunas in your mouth?
Could you spit on the side a little bit right there?
Let me. When you say that, you have to say it in a certain voice.
They love it when you get dirty.
Oh, grab the balls. He get the balls. No, he said,
wow.
Portsy.
All right, let me ask you a question.
I'm about to pop.
Let me ask you a question. Do your woman lick the gooch?
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Do your woman lick the gooch? Let's keep it real.
Freaky butt.
To lick the gooch.
What the?
Your woman don't lick the gooch.
So you begin dry bars then.
No.
Yes,
no,
you
no,
do.
No,
he get dropped by.
No. So you telling me she basically like skateboard grinding right on the side?
No.
She right on the side?
Hold on.
B-Rock.
When you lift the balls, listen,
B-Rock.
Anybody know, when you lift the balls up, it's a distance between your balls to your ass.
But
let me tell you something. When they lick the goots right under the balls.
But if she attacking it with any tenacity whatsoever.
She don't slide.
See, let me tell you something. Your woman, that's because your woman attacks it with tenacity. It's a difference.
This woman attacks
it with tenacity.
Nah,
what are you talking about? Who gonna put their motherfucking face on your balls and go? Nobody does that.
You think did a drive-by take place?
Yes.
No. Was it a crime scene?
Never.
Yes, absolutely.
She wet the block.
All it be like this is.
She wet the block up.
What's
man?
Up now, niggas?
Yo, and then to spin the block, turn the car around.
Wait, hold on. You mean to tell me a nigga that has on.
Yo, Jill.
Pink draws with his woman face on him that says best girlfriend ever. And saying, I had a drive-by on my cakes.
The Gooch Warrior.
No. No. You had a drive-by on your cakes.
Nah, I didn't, man.
Your woman obviously controls the whole household.
Listen, man.
So if she say your cakes is getting a drive-by shooting.
Nah. It was a shooting.
It was a drive-by.
Devin Avenue. Devin Wade Ave. Excuse me. We need an ambulance. We need to report a shooting.
Hey, Dad.
On Dad Block Avenue. Listen, it was a shooting. Man down. Man down.
Yo.
Hey, Dad was a part of the first drive by Cherry Hill.
Cherry Hill most wanted.
It's Cherry Hill most wanted.
His girl was on Cherry Hill most wanted. Have you seen this woman? We're looking for her. Cherry Hill most wanted.
Yo, she did credit cards.
Nah.
She's doing credit card fraud.
$1,000.
She swiped her tongue across the dad ass like a MasterCard.
If you can locate her, we give another $1,000.
Yo, he's a spin artist. You see how he spent this from his gooch getting licked to me?
Yeah, all right, but listen. We're going to go.
The balls is not the ass.
This is what we got to do.
Listen.
We got to do something before we get. I don't want to get carried away on the Gooch Warrior, but we know what you guys
the
into.
The Gooch Warrior.
But I will say this: we got to get to stories from a cell. I'm in the law library one day, chilling, doing my thing. So a lot of times, young cats, if they see you, older cat, you see you with a bunch of law work in your hand, like a folder. Anybody that been in penitentiary, you go to the law library, you got a folder, you got all your stuff. I'm in there. So this young guy come to me. He said, "Man, listen, man, I got a situation, OG." I said, "What's your situation?" "Man, I don't know what to do." I said, "What you mean you don't know what to do?" He didn't know how to read, right? He knew his time, but he didn't know how to read.
You damn sure ain't teach him.
Yes, I did. I didn't teach him how to read. I read his stuff for him because I didn't have time because we was on different blocks. But I assisted him, and I put him down with somebody in the law library that every day he came there, they could hook him up. And I told him, man, sign up for the tutoring because a lot of people was prideful. But he was doing a 60 to 120-year sentence for a shooting, right? He tell me the story, right? He was going through with somebody. They shot at him first. He go back, shoot at them, hit somebody. I mean, the whole neighborhood came and told on him. Now, what I'm saying is this. I asked him, I said, "Damn, what?" He said, man, I just went out there, man, because he was shooting at me and my bros. Boom, boom, boom. He didn't have nobody riding for him, no nothing, right? And he didn't even know that he had like 10 days left to respond or his rights would have been waived. So luckily, he walked up to me today, his appeal rights. So luckily, he walked up to me today, and I put him with the right people, and they was able to contact the courts and do whatever. But what I'm saying is this. You got people out here operating a firearm, doing all this crazy shit, don't know how to read or write, don't know how to do shit. And I'm saying this. I was the same dude out here doing dumb shit and didn't even know how to take care of the simple things in life. The simple shit. The reason for me telling this about this young boy is because a lot of dudes don't understand that his case, it wasn't even 3 minutes. He went on the block, shot the block, and got up out of there. It wasn't even 3 minutes. It probably was like, I mean, like 2 minutes. 2 minutes got him 60 to 120 years in the Pennsylvania Department of Correction. Think about that shit. Like, and so a lot of dudes, they out here, they doing what they doing. You know, some people, they going to be like, man, I ain't trying to hear that shit. It's cool. You don't be trying to hear that shit. And you have a lot of young cats, they be like, damn, man, I ain't trying to hear that shit, old head. Which is cool. I ain't knocking you. But don't go to the old head when you go in jail. Now you want to listen to the old head? Then you need help with your law work. You need help with all this and the third. Now you want to go get with your pop homie. But your pop had a homie on the street that you could connect with and try to get a job, do whatever. Young boys, if you watching this and you operating outside of the law, it's a lot of different routes that you could take. Like, I understand we live in an environment where the only thing that's cool is the streets. The only thing out here is cool is the streets. But then it goes back to this, Dev. In America, we idolize, respect, worship the successful criminal. That criminal that don't go to jail. The criminal that have all the cars, that have all that. That's what we're taught to do. Go to any judge. Go to any police officer, FBI agent, anybody. Any public official, you know, mayor, whatever. What's your favorite movie? They're going to say Scarface. They're going to say Goodfellas. They're going to say Godfather. They're going to say a criminal movie most of the time. And it show you our worship as people as to wrong. We like wrong when wrong don't get caught. Think about it. Somebody in your neighborhood, they doing anything? Yeah, they cool. But as soon as they get locked up, oh, man, they be stripping. They should have chilled and they should have fell back.
Facts.
They should have. But if you're winning and you're doing your thing, ain't nobody going to whistle name. So we encourage to be successful criminals out here because successful criminal, they got everything. They got everything that we already dreamed about. So we're being programmed to see this as we growing up. We looking at it in music. I mean, we looking at it in movies. We hearing it in the music. Like, this the shit. Why should I be anything else? So it's an understanding of a lot of these, like a lot of times we look at a young boy and say, damn, young boy did some dumb shit. I'm saying to myself, like, damn. What education or miseducation did he have from his house to when he walked outside of the house that made him say it was cool to shoot him? That's the whole thing. Nobody talks about that. Everybody just want to say, oh, you wrong. Oh, he did this. But why did that shit happen? Why was in his mind something said it's okay to do this?
Well, let's be
where did
real.
The education come from?
Most people, most young guys who in the streets who do shit, really do it because they're following.
So
you got one person that's the leader. He the head. He's the toughest. So now when niggas go through it, that's who they go to. Yo, them niggas came through here. What we gonna do? Fuck that. We going through there. We gonna shoot them niggas whole time. He might not even really want to do it.
That's his value. That's his character that you got to constantly portray and keep up. I'm the shooter.
Absolutely. A lot of times, I'm going to keep it all the way real. A lot of times, I didn't want to do it.
I get it.
Oh, them Cumberland Street niggas came down. Fuck that, we going down there. A lot of times, you don't want to do it, but you like,
this is what niggas expect from me.
These niggas look up to us. These niggas look up to us. These niggas expect me or you the one to say what it is. You feel what I'm saying?
I remember.
So a lot of times, even when you got to go do some shit, in your mind, you don't even really want to do it.
I don't think.
And them niggas that's with you, they damn sure don't want to do it.
But hold up. You wasn't, when they came through and sprayed the block that the area, you wasn't like that. You wasn't reacting like that.
What?
Listen, I remember. They came through and sprayed the place.
Hold on. Wait.
Wasn't reacting like that.
They came through and sprayed the place after we went down there and sprayed the place.
I'm not saying all that. I'm not saying.
Fuck is you talking about?
That was
25 years ago. Stop bringing up old shit.
I don't remember
shit.
You being involved in that.
Okay, cool.
I'm just
that's
saying,
cool,
you wasn't cool. A part of that.
All right, I wasn't.
You decorating, right. You trying to decorate your street.
First of all, one thing about me, you know,
your
I ain't
street
got
street ornaments.
Let me just say this.
I'm not going to argue with this.
Let me just say this.
You better worry about that ass when we done.
Let me just say this. One thing about me.
You better worry about that.
a nigga like me ain't never got to decorate my street ornaments.
I ain't worried about none of that. My foot going to decorate
your
ass out here.
I took you on your first arm robbery, you nut ass nigga.
That stuff you said about, you better take back what you said about Tribe Called Quest.
I took you on your first arm robbery.
Just take back what you said about Tribe Called Quest.
I introduced you to the game.
Take back what you said about Tribe
Called
Quest.
When you wanted to be a booster.
Take back what you said about Tribe Called Quest.
You wanted to steal clues.
Whatever you want to say, you better take that shit back.
Fuck Tribe Called Quest.
Yo.
Let's go.
No, we're going to finish this off. You're going to pay for that shit. You're going to bleed to death.
Fuck wrong with you.
Your blood is going to... Let me tell you something. Your blood is going
to
tap dance with the concrete.
No disrespect to Tribe Called Quest. And rest in peace to...
You just disrespect...
No. Rest in peace to Fife Dawg. That's the one that passed, right?
Yeah,
man.
I'm just keeping it real. I did not listen to Tribe Called Quest when I was growing up. I know songs from hearing them on the radio. Okay, let me just explain this to you. I grew up in a household... We never had cable TV growing up, ever in my fucking life. So I never seen no fucking videos ever.
Aunt Gilda had cable TV.
Aunt Gilda ain't never had no fucking cable TV.
When he was living out in AF, you lying.
Let me tell you something, right?
You lying on her.
We never had cable TV. So I never seen no videos growing up, ever in life.
Aunt Gilda going to say you're a motherfucking liar.
I see one of Tribe Called Quest videos right now, and if it didn't look old, I would think it was from right fucking now.
I'm going to say this. Can I say this, Dev?
So at the end of the day,
Dev, can I say this, Dev?
I can only speak from my standpoint. I didn't grow up the hip-hop boy.
Can I say this, Dev?
Oh, I love hip-hop. Dev. Oh, bum-skickity-bum-skickity-bum-hump. I got the rum-pum-a-tump-tump.
He knows that's a fact. He knows the bars.
No, I know rum-skickity-bum-skickity-bum-hump.
Can I say this?
I got the rum-pum-a-tump-tump.
Which also proves there was always mumble rap, but continue.
Okay, hold on. But what I'm saying is...
That's interesting. Dos Effects is mumble rap?
What I'm saying is, hold on.
You saying that? Now, that could be debated.
I'm hyper than Pinocchio's nose because I'm a jiggity-jiggity-jiggity like tic-tac-toe.
Hold on. But what I'm saying is, so I can only speak from my knowledge. I don't speak on shit that I don't know. By the time I started really getting into rap music was Snoop fucking Dogg first album. N.W.A. By the time Tribe Called Quest and them coming around, the shit that I was into.
It was already out.
And the shit that I was doing, I didn't want to hear that type of music. I didn't want to hear Benita Applebum, you got to put me on. Benita Applebum,
I said,
I didn't go through that whole hip-hop phase.
Can I ask you a question, though?
Oh, I'm a backpacker.
Can I ask
now,
you a question?
Oh, rap is this way. Now I done switched up. Now 4 years later, I'm a backpacker. I'm a get money nigga. No, I didn't go through them phases.
Can I say this to you, though?
I was a fucking robber who snatched earrings at 12 years old. I wanted to listen to some gangster shit.
You was a coward with a gun. That's what you was.
No, you was a coward with a gun.
You was a coward with a gun. Because you wasn't a man. If you was, you would have used your hands. You was a coward with a gun.
Wait, so you saying he took you down a cowardly path?
No, hold on. Wait, hold on.
So let me ask you a question.
Let me ask you a question, nigga. If I'm a coward with a gun, how did he get locked up with multiple firearms? I thought you used your hands.
Because you put him on the path.
Look, I fucked him up. He thinking I ain't trying to get out of this. Look, I fucked him up.
Because of my
movement. You was a high-power coward.
Because of my movement. I will say this. Because of my movement.
Why you do armed robberies with your hands?
Listen, because of my movement.
Like Karate Earl taught you.
Because of my rise in the martial arts world, this is going to be the first. This is going to be in the news. This is going to be big. I truly believe that the hierarchy of the martial art world, they set me up and got me out of the way. Them guns magically appear. I believe that. Mm. I'm just putting it. It's deep. It's deep. It's a deep conspiracy.
I feel you now.
Because you understand where
they've done a lot of stuff to Bruce Lee. They got rid of Bruce Lee.
Imagine where I would have been at.
And
Earl,
I could see.
I'm doing some research on Earl.
Earl didn't really die from cancer, probably.
I'm doing research on it. I'm trying to figure out some shit.
Oh, my fucking God.
Listen, and they knew I was direct.
And that's why they locked up Ninja Rob, too.
That could be a case. Because Ninja Rob, you know what Ninja Rob do. He took the cops' guns, cuffed them up, and threw them in a car. But I will say this. Can I ask you one question? Is you just, and we go straighten this out, and we can have a peace treaty. Is it true that you would say that Tribe Called Quest do have a classic album? That's all I want to
know. I don't know. I ain't never heard it. I've never heard it. You're not going to give me a greet or some shit I've never heard. I've never heard of Tribe Called Quest. Okay. Tell me another song other than Benita Apple.
Check the rhyme,
y'all.
You
got to put me
check
on.
Check the rhyme,
you never heard Scenario?
You never heard Scenario?
What's that?
Like a dungeon dragon.
You never heard.
That was Busta Rhymes.
He was on a song, bro.
But I don't keep it all the way real. I didn't listen to that shit.
You never heard relax yourself.
Rawr, rawr, like a dungeon dragon. No, I ain't listen to that shit. I'm just keeping it real. Busta Rhymes, my man. I listen to a lot of Busta Rhymes shit. Busta Rhymes had the dopest videos out and some of the dopest songs ever made in history. But I did not listen to rawr, rawr, like a dungeon
dragon. But see, Busta Rhymes' albums wasn't low gangster shit. His shit was real silly and crazy.
No, but then we just say it, yo. How about the fate of hope?
He killed that shit.
He that nigga. And the whole concepts and the whole...
He made movies.
Okay, let me just tell you something. It didn't necessarily be some gangster shit. I was not one to listen to backpack shit.
I will say this too.
Talib Kweli.
Can I say
what's the rest of the
I don't fuck with none of that either. I mean, I think they got skills, but I don't listen to Mos Def.
Mos Def, they dope.
Yeah. They don't know they can rap. They can rap.
Listen, all of them niggas is dope. It's not gonna get no play in my reside. That's all I'm saying.
You just listen to tough guy music.
Like Drake.
Yeah, he's a tough guy listener.
You just want to listen to tough guy music.
Like Drake. Drake is an extremely talented artist. Absolutely. Without a doubt. It's never no hate. I'd rather die before I become a hater. But at the end of the day, I speak facts. I don't listen to Drake.
Hold on, but listen. So
if it's outside the club, when he come on in the club, put a Richard on a card and it's something at the mall and I mean and we evolve and I got the lick in me and go away every day.
At that moment, yeah, were you turning dancing? Up. How many 40s you got in you?
Then the minis.
How many 40s you drunk?
How much Reggie?
Then Cousin Rambo.
A pound of Reggie.
I like Meek Mill's music. That type of music over a Drake type of music. Am I saying that Meek Mill's music is
better?
You
don't feel like a different mood sometimes, though?
Hold on. Am I saying Meek Mill's music is better than Drake's? It depends on your personal opinion. What I'm saying is, when I get in the car and I go on a road trip, I'm listening to Tupac.
No, the fuck you not. I'm listening to Biggie. I'm DJing. I'm listening to Nas.
I'm listening to Scarface.
You can't touch the radio.
I'm listening to Dr. Dre.
You're lying.
I'm listening.
You're lying, Gil. You listen to what I'm DJing.
I'm listening to.
You're listening to Johnny Cash.
I like the baby.
You're listening to Guns N' Roses. You're listening to Rick James. You're listening to Bob Marley.
I like the
you're
baby.
You're listening to what
I like.
I'm listening
Little
to.
Baby.
You're listening to System of a Down.
I like Little Dirk.
You're listening to Sampa.
I like.
You're listening to her. You listen to what I'm listening to. You don't dictate the radio.
I like a lot of young niggas. I throw them in the mix too. I throw some Jeezy on in there. But at the end of the day, backpack rap ain't never get no play in my ride.
All right, whatever. But he's going to pay for that. Listen, I'm just going to say this.
Tell me 5 songs from them niggas.
I know. He got me fucked up.
Tell me 5 songs from them niggas
listen,
then.
Listen, Check the Rhyme, Footprints, Scenario,
Got him.
What are you talking about?
Got him.
I'm saying him.
He got the 3 and he stumbled.
Man, listen, I ain't got to argue with him.
Okay, you still ain't tell me 5, nigga.
What you mean? Award tour. I just told you 5. Oh my God, Benita Applebaum, a world tour.
Benita Applebaum.
Benita Applebaum.
I thought it was Benita Applebaum.
Yeah. I just said 5.
That nigga said Benita Applebaum.
He said Apple Palm
because he was jerking off the whole fucking time. Nigga jerked off so
much. That nigga said Benita Applebaum. Benita Applebaum.
I said 5. But listen, this is what I'm going to say, man. Use a nut. You're going to pay for this dearly after this. Your blood is going to break dance with the concrete.
All right. Because I don't listen to Tribe Called
But this
Quest.
Week, man.
All right.
I can't wait to see y'all.
No
this
disrespect,
week.
Though, because you
he
know.
Might be, he might have a black eye.
Rest in peace to Fife, dog.
He might have a black eye this week.
And rest in peace to, and rest in peace to my man. Was it Prodigy?
Yeah, Prodigy, man. Definitely. 100%.
Dog, I smoke a lot, so I forget who fucking died.
That Reggie.
Absolutely.
What they putting that Reggie? They spraying that Reggie with roach spray?
Medical marijuana. Listen. Shout out to Prodigy, rest in peace, because
in peace,
they
man.
Had Legends. A classic fucking
shout
album.
Shout out, listen,
as well.
As we talking about these classics, shout out to Big Pun.
Big Pun, R.I.P. to Big Pun.
Tupac.
R.I.P. to Big L. I don't know if
Nipsey.
Big L had a classic album.
No, he's a legend.
But
Nipsey,
I know he's a classic nigga.
Everybody
R.I.P. to Nipsey.
Everybody in the rap game. Eazy-E.
Absolutely.
Like everybody you could think
shit,
of.
Shit, that's a fucking
Pimp
classic.
Pimp C.
Victory Lap was
Pimp
a classic.
C. Yeah.
Pimp C. Who else? Come on, we got some more people. We got Nate Dogg.
R.I.P. to all the legends, man.
All the legends that passed, man. Heavy D. All the legends, man.
Man,
you're
taking it back.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Heavy died?
What's my man from the Fat Boys?
When Heavy D died?
For real?
I'm going to break your jaw. I'm breaking.
For real, bro?
I'm breaking your jaw, man.
Dog, I didn't know Heavy D died.
You really be smoking Reggie. I'm breaking your jaw. I'm done.
No, let me tell you something. Okay, let me.
You just disrespect the heavy.
Okay, let me just say something. Wallow, you grew up a nigga that was infatuated with this shit. Like I said, I didn't grow up a rapper.
I would just say this. For the viewers out there that don't understand, when you grew up in the inner cities of America, when you grew up in the ghettos in the 80s and shit was rough, it was hard. Some people, parents was on drugs. Some people didn't have. We didn't have a lot. You got to understand this. Rappers and music was a soundtrack to your life, and you took them as family members. You didn't see them as just no artists, because it wasn't all, everybody didn't have all the jewelry whiz, though it seemed like they was a far apart in the distance from you. You seen them, they had regular stuff on, they was fly, back they was
the,
regular.
Back in the day, a car was like an Acura. Yeah. They was rapping about having an act.
It was more personable. If you grew up, you thought that the Poor Righteous Teachers or YZ or a Special Ed or whoever, you thought they was a family member or Three Times Dope or,
no. You know. That's what you thought.
I felt like Queen Latifah was my aunt.
I didn't feel like none of that shit. Where the fuck was you niggas no, raised because that you niggas felt
family
like?
Family members.
I used to listen to MWA religiously. I never felt like Ice Cube.
Easy in them was my
Easy
uncle.
Easy and them niggas was in my family, man.
When I heard Six in the Morning, I said, ho, he remind me of the guy down the street.
Like, what? Where was you niggas raised at?
No, I'm
that
just
you
saying.
Niggas listening to Whitney Houston. Oh, this is my aunt. And I,
man, you had, listen, you had, growing up, listen, that shit was so hard.
We'll always love. This my aunt.
Listen, all that shit
sudden,
was so
this
hard.
This my fucking
listen,
aunt now.
Listen,
what?
It was so hard that you had to have imagination, because you had to escape the reality of the struggle that you was going through. So at the same time, that's where we was at.
The struggle you going through ain't got nothing with the fuck what they doing singing on TV.
No, man, music and was anything. This dude's
that's my aunt.
I would say this, man. I see y'all this
fuck
weekend.
Is wrong with
I
y'all,
look forward
man.
To seeing everybody. He's going to have a black eye when you see him. This is, once again, $1 million worth of
I'm
game.
I'm Gilly the King.
I'm Wallow 267.
And it's just like that.
Right.